he pooped his pants, and he didn't know it, or he was trying to act like he was trying to act like he didn't do it. But he smelled like straight up shit.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on fool, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
What's going on, people? You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, presented to you by NappyAfro.com. It's your boy, the host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, and the last a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Woo! Now sitting here with my co-host, the lovely, the elegant, the problematic, but well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ, everybody. So, Queen Germ, what's been going on?
Nothing much. I had a given exam today. Well, I was helping somebody else, so it's just amazing.
But it's still your grade is your motherfucking grade.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade all day, every day, out here.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So, everything going on? Everything all right? How was your weekend?
We got new administration today. First day on job for the person. Well, first day back, because he actually was administrator like 20 years ago. But at the same place, but he's back.
Okay.
And lots of things seem like they're shaking up, so we'll see how it goes. This time, give him a month, his first 30 days, see what he's all about.
Okay. See if he stays with it. Yeah, see if
what.
Is he flogging out there?
Maybe. I'll get back at y'all.
Okay.
But I got high hopes for this one, so
hopefully that's what's up.
He's going to live up to what he says and what the people think he's going to do, so.
You do anything interesting this weekend?
I went home to a very nice celebration. You know, we talked about HBCUs, I think, a couple of episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to my hometown and attended some of the homecoming festivities. I also went to visit my sick uncle.
Oh, so. Okay. I'm glad you threw that in there at the end, because that's what I thought you went down there for. But then all of a sudden I hear, oh, I'm at the parade and did it. Parade? Like, what's going on here?
This show material?
Oh,
sound quite personal.
Oh, no, we just talking. Okay.
Just trying to understand.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just
hitting agendas. But
no, hitting agenda. It was just, you know, I was taken aback. I was surprised.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Same way, I was surprised that you cleaned up so well after you had whatever you had going on here all weekend.
I didn't clean up at all. All I did was sweep and mop.
Okay.
And spray Febreze in the living room.
Oh, spray Febreze in the living room. How many times have you sprayed Febreze in the living room?
I do it once in a while. But you know. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway. So,
put
you
that
know.
Out there, since we facts checking.
Oh, my weekend was horrible. I was alone.
So you say.
The Gators played fucking Georgia Bulldogs.
We and lost!
We turned the ball over too fucking much and.
Y'all got drugged.
Georgia ended up winning the game. I mean, it's easy to get drugged when you give away 13 points.
Well, hell.
Shit. Don't think. But like I said, Georgia.
L is an L.
Yeah, we lost. I mean, hey, we way ahead of schedule. We'll win a title before y'all will. And Alabama going to whoop y'all ass anyway. So, hey. Y'all might lose to Kentucky next week.
It wasn't
y'all. It don't matter. It don't matter. As long as y'all don't win the title, hey, it's fine with me. Shoot. Anyway. Before we get into it, don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram @Frocast. Twitter at Nappy Afro. You can always call into the voicemail and leave a message, and we'll play it on the show. And that number is 347-201-2572. Again, that's 347-201-2572. Call, leave a message. You know, you can say whatever you want to say. We'll play it. You know what I'm saying? We don't care how problematic it is. We ain't got sponsors right now. But if we do get sponsors, we will get rid of a lot of shit. Just so y'all know that. We will sell out. You know what I'm saying? Only people we'll sell out to is y'all. The people. You know what I'm saying?
If you say so.
That's what Ross Perot said. Hey, y'all, I've been watching this little documentary on Netflix called The 90s. I finished The 90s. About to watch The 80s now. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is just... It's crazy just to relive all that and see like the backstory behind stuff that you saw but you ain't really understand because you was a jitterbug. But now being an adult going back and watching it, you're like, wow, I remember that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. So yeah, man, let's go ahead and get into the show before we start meandering off topic. First topic, let me see. For a little boss man be easy, just email me. Let me see if this is something. Okay, that's the Nicki Minaj thing. Cool. All right, so Boss Man Be Easy. Just hit me up with some stuff. I'll talk about that later. But the first topic I want to talk about. Okay, I'm noticing a lot on Instagram, and just not Instagram, but just on TV now. A lot of women are getting these body enhancements. And what I mean by body enhancements are like the Brazilian butt lifts, the tummy tucks, the waist snatching and all that, you know, the butt jobs, ass jobs, all that crazy stuff. I want to know, do women think men like that? Or are y'all doing that to compete with other women?
Well, I can only speak for myself. But for me, I wouldn't be one of those people who getting any kind of surgery done because I know my body is not perfect. But it works. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't need to do nothing else. Mm-hmm. But for those people who I have talked to that I know of that have had different things done, it's a combination of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Men give a lot of play to women who have these Barbie figures. A whole lot of men do. They running in the poles at gas stations.
But
they
doing all kinds of things. But do they not know that these same men will look at a girl who's...
got a beat up body and still smashed.
See what I'm saying?
Still buy her lunch.
The same dude. The same guy. He will look at both of them the same way, no matter what. So, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm just saying.
Apparently not, but whatever. But it's a combination of two. Some people want the attention from the guys. They think that they'll get more attention. You will get passed over if you're looking better than the next girl. But at the same time, if you don't feed into this fake body image that you have, because clearly you have to realize that no matter what the doctors say, there are going to be drawbacks from these surgeries. Mm. These people are not going to live a normal, healthy life. You get this stuff done in your 20s and 30s and even 40s. Then when you get to be 60, 70, 80 years old, God allow you to live that long, you're going to have some real major issues. So it's that's what it is. I mean, some girls are competing with other girls because they know it.
Yeah.
They want to look better
than the next thing they say? I'm going to be killing these bitches. That's what they say. So, y'all, I think they're really doing it for the girls.
I mean, they could be, but at the same time, people do look at the fact that men have said it since the beginning of time. The things that women think are cute are the things that men think are cute. If a man has put it out there that that's what they like, certain girls are so stupid. Like, I have...
But y'all set the tone.
We don't set the tone.
Yes, we don't know the difference between cheap weave and expensive weave.
Okay, they don't. But what I'm saying is, if a man had enough sense to say they didn't want a woman with any weave... then it would not be the issue because I know when we were younger, you were very superficial.
Ooh.
So, oh, yes, you were. So my thing is don't act like as you matured, you didn't change because when you were younger, you were very stupid with the typical type of looks for women.
Well, like,
you admired the bras that had the, even if it was weave, you don't know the difference between weave and real hair. I don't know why you assume that every black woman got hair down to their butt because you know they don't.
I mean, I assume, you know, but I mean, I don't want to judge and be like, well, maybe, like, just because she's black, she can't have hair that long. It might be.
I mean, we know the number of girls who have hair that long that is real.
Yeah.
It's slim. So, therefore, it's safe to assume that if your hair is longer than shoulder length, it's some tracks up in there somewhere. Mm. Something is artificial.
Mm.
I mean, and my thing is, it doesn't really matter. This is the point of everybody has to take on their responsibility in the whole play out of image. Yes, people should have good self-esteem, high self-esteem. Therefore, they shouldn't have to do all these other things. Mm-hmm. But that's the same thing as saying that somebody, if they felt like they needed some teeth, why you can't have no teeth? I mean, it's the same type of thing. You get artificial teeth, you get artificial hair, you get artificial body parts. If that's what somebody want to do to make themselves feel good, then that's fine. But you have to always look at the drawbacks of getting these types of things. Mm-hmm. So if you're not going to be responsible, you're a consumer of these products. If you're going to get implants, you're going to get lifts, you're going to get injections, you're going to get all this crap, and then in 10 years, they find out that something they were putting in your body is poison, and it's going to eat your body alive, or it's going to kill you, then you would be the one who subjected yourself to it. But if you're talking about who has the bigger role, people are competing day and night. I mean, but the thing is, you're talking about competing against other girls, but you're competing to get a guy. If you are a heterosexual female, that's what you're doing. Like, I'm out here. Yeah, I want these girls to see me, to notice me. I want to be messing them up in the game. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to go home with the dude who got the money, who got the status, who got the swag, who got whatever that I'm trying to attract. So if I'm doing all of this, I would say you're doing it more so for the man than you're doing it for anybody else.
Okay, question. So let's say you see these girls with these Coke bottle bodies and all that stuff. Do you ever, like, I want my body be like that? No. And let's say do you feel bad that your body doesn't look like that? Or let's say a skinny girl sees all the girls with the voluptuous bodies and they're not that. Does that make you, like, as a woman?
I think everybody has days where you want to have a little more of something and less of something else. But as far as saying that, no, I don't. Because at this point in my life, I mean, like, you're talking about stuff that you should have dealt with as a kid.
Okay, let's just say 22-year-old Queen Jern.
Probably not, even. But what I'm saying is, what people have to understand is the fact that at some point in your life, when mm-hmm. you get to be grown, I feel 30-plus, mm-hmm. 40 at the latest, mm-hmm. you should have come into knowing who you are.
Okay.
So it shouldn't matter what anybody says, what anybody thinks, what anybody sees in you, mm-hmm. you should notice, like, what I got. At this point, I should have learned how to work what I got. And that's where you should be at that point. So not even so much as saying wishing when I was younger that I had whatever going on. It's just the point of, you realize as you grow up that certain stuff don't matter.
Yeah.
So when you come into knowing that that's the case, then all this other stuff is trivial. Like, the only thing I would have ever wanted to have is a liposuction like a tummy tuck. Mm. So if I wanted to get something, that would be like getting rid of my gut. Okay, that's it. But everything else, all my stuff sit good. So I wouldn't be concerned about that. But it's a thing of men make women feel like, it's so many men out there that I have heard tell their women that they're fat, that they're this, that they're that. And if you talking about somebody who's willing to be in a relationship with somebody, but you constantly downplaying what they look like, or you tell somebody, oh, when I met you, you didn't have all this here going on. Now you done gained 40, 50 pounds or even more. And the person just basically don't want you because you don't look a certain way. But then at the same time, the same man who would want to talk trash, you done gained them same 40 or 50 pounds in the same relationship. And I ain't saying shit to you. So
niggas be looking like straight up meatballs.
And I'm like, how you talking
bad about they woman?
we gained this weight together. So I'm trying to understand, nigga, what is the problem?
Niggas be having them eyes like the first day I met you eyes. They don't never forget that look. And that's the look they want you to stay forever. But they forget about themselves. They don't look like that. Nigga, you bald now. Like, nigga, when I met you, you had waves and shit.
Yeah,
now you bald as fuck.
You around here spray painting your hair on
Yeah,
me.
Like, and nigga, come on.
Foolishness.
I met you as an ex-football player. Now you look like, you look like the couch. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I remember one time I seen one of my homeboys. Nigga said, man, you seen old blankety blank? That nigga look like a couch potato. And I thought about it. He do look like an old couch potato. It looks like it's shaped like a potato, bro.
But people have to realize that, life is too short for you to be worrying about all that other stuff. Because at the end of the day, you got other health issues that you could easily have versus you worrying about getting cut on, getting injections,
somebody else's body. Like, that's
your body is your body.
Yes.
I mean, my thing is, like, shit,
like I said, I was trying to tell people, like, listen, it doesn't matter. Dudes are going, somebody had like a little, some post up on the gram about some, like, men want you to look like this. I said, but that girl with the onion ponytail still getting smashed. Like, niggas do not care. It's like, ladies, y'all got it easy out here. It's a man for, like, it. Listen, it's not like that. Ladies,
I mean, it's a thing that people have heard forever.
It's the truth.
And the issue is not that. The issue is the fact that when you've been around people, when you've seen things go down, you feel a certain type of way. So nobody can change your perception of what things are. But the thing is, I honestly feel like a nigga who is that superficial, chances are he don't really want to be with a woman no way. Like, I don't understand how you know so much about, you know, the things that women do and shouldn't do, or whatever, apparel and all this other stuff. If that's really your thing, that's a little questionable for me. Mm-hmm. But it's like, to me, the bigger thing is for people to realize that work what you got. If you ain't got no ass, don't be putting shit on that focus people attention to the fact that your ass is just the extension of your back with a crack in it. That's the shit that I don't like. If your stomach is hanging up, put on some clothes that accent the parts of you that you got, that you working with. Mm-hmm. So it just don't make no sense.
You can't wear the fashion over dress because your body not made like...
It's not made for that thing.
The model that had that on, if her body don't look like yours, that dress not going to look like that on you.
No, it's not. So it's like, I mean, somebody was asking me about they were going to get breast implants when they got their money right. And I'm just like, for what? And she was just like, I look like a 12-year-old boy. I'm like, shit. I mean, be glad you don't have to walk around here with back problems, okay? I mean, it's benefits to that, too. But
you got to think about it. That probably is rough on her. Like,
it's not.
You walk around here looking like a little teenage man. Yeah, man, come on, man. That's bad.
I mean, it ain't. Your whole body's skinny. So if your whole body's skinny, why would you expect to have titties? The people I feel sorry for is the heavyset people who got fat everywhere but in the chest. That's the shit I'm sad for.
Oh, then the titties just all fat. It just look weird.
I mean, it's like, shit, you ain't got but a A cup, but you got damn a D cup of stomach. Like, your stomach hanging and ain't got no titties. So I'm just like, that's the shit I'm sad for. But if you just skinny all over, hell, where did you think the fat was going to come to?
Hey, man. Some people, I mean,
you got some people who really slim and have big chests or big butt, but most of those people are not like that. And that's the reason why you know the people who are faking it, because of the fact that you cannot tell me that your body naturally is going to be proportioned in that fashion. Mm-hmm. Most people's bodies are not like that. So when you got these small women and half y'all whole body small and the only thing you got is big titties and big butt, you know good and well somebody did something to that.
I just don't like the fake look, like the little tiny waist thing and then the big hips. Like, that shit don't look right. And they, like, these women going extreme with these waist jobs. Like, I don't know, man. I just like my women to look like women. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to have no abs.
You got women?
I like my women to look like women.
So how many women do you have?
I'm just saying women in general. Like, women, I like if...
I appreciate when women look like women.
Yes.
You said my women. So how many women do you have? Because women is plural, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, that was a generalized statement. So just let's keep it rolling.
Okay, clean up on aisle three.
Yeah, clean up on aisle three. So, yeah, it's just like, you know, I don't like that tiny waist look. And then, I don't know, all the women shape the same. They shape like... It's just weird now.
And that's another thing. Like, you bring nothing to the table when you look like everybody else. Mm. That's the same thing, like, even with me, transforming into this here with the natural. I don't care what nobody say. It's like, it's so many people who give you compliments and not just guys. But people just notice, like, you have a different type of hairstyle. Like, I can blow it out. I can make it straight. I can do all these different things. And it's like, people appreciate the look, because you can do so much with it. But when you wearing the same hair, all it is different colors or something. Somebody got wavy, somebody got straight, in different colors, y'all all look the same. Yep. So it's nothing there to catch the eye when you got these cookie cutter bodies at this point. Everybody got big titties, little waist, big ass. Mm-hmm. If you talking about people who got different variety of stuff, it's y'all are just a fad. So people mess with enough Barbie type women, move on to the next person, And then the person who they gonna wipe up is probably gonna be the regular girl.
Yep, and the naturals are coming back. Like, all these women that done botched up their bodies, like, what y'all gonna do when the naturals come back in? Like, cause the naturals is coming back. Like, niggas, we rebelling, you know what I'm saying? Like, since they say we hold the power, my niggas, let's push for the natural look. Let's push for the, let's stop the Barbie look. We don't want that anymore. You know what I'm saying? We want the natural women. You know what I'm saying? You can have your weave, just have natural up under it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong wearing your weave. But let your hair breathe sometimes, ladies. Like, damn. And let's stop with all this fucking makeup, bro. Like, I listen, the makeup shit, it's too much, man. Y'all women just, it's ridiculous. You're looking like clowns out here. I mean, some of y'all need it. Some of y'all don't even look the same with your made-up face, with your regular face. So, you know, that's when it's a problem. When you makeup is supposed to just accent your beauty, you know what I'm saying? Not give you a whole new face. Like, Jesus. I saw this one video, this motherfucker transformed.
I see a lot of them.
I said, God damn.
And that's the thing about it, is the fact that they are going to be different. And then you put on so much stuff, once you do walk out the house and don't have it on, people looking at you like you crazy. So I wouldn't give you the satisfaction of doing me like that. I'm going to be right here with whatever blemishes I got on my face, although my face is pretty clear. You know, do what you do. But for me, I mean, I just don't have time for that shit. I'm doing good to be able to get up, take me a shower, and be out the door. I don't have 30 minutes to go and pretend, you know what I'm saying, I'm painting stuff on my face before I can go outside. And this damn, I mean, it's cool now, but majority of the year is hot. What, I'm going to go somewhere with a mask on and it's hot outside? I got too much going on. I mean, my face going to be sweating and dripping by the time I get to where I got to go. Nobody has time for that, so.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this motherfucker. Now, you see, now already you done went up 3-4 tones from your original skin color. See, I don't understand all that.
It's like you done airbrushed the whole face on.
You put a whole new face on your face.
But that's what the people like. You see, they beat the face to the gods and
face blah, beat blah, to blah, the blah. Gods. But yeah,
it
man.
It ain't that serious to me.
Okay, so, you know, enough of kicking around. Just, yeah, ladies, let's go back natural, man. Stop with all this, man. Your waist do not need, you do not have a size 2 waist and a 48-inch ass. Like, that just doesn't happen. That's it not doesn't natural.
Ever.
That's not natural. And y'all stop photoshopping your fucking pictures. We can tell. We can tell. We know what you're doing. Some pictures you're covering up your stomach. Then when you show your stomach, you got fat rolls here, but your stomach's smooth. Like, where the fat roll go? Like, it's a roll on the side, but your stomach's smooth. Like, where did the roll go? Y'all stop with the Photoshop. We know what you're doing. Stop it. Stop it. But yeah, moving along. You know, Halloween is this week. And speaking of Halloween, Megyn Kelly from Fox News, the anchor. Well, she was from Fox News. Now she was with, I think she was on NBC or something like that. She had a little TV show. But she was saying that it was okay to wear blackface for Halloween when she was younger.
That is racist because so truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like, when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
I don't know if you know this, man. It's never been okay. I don't know where you were. That it was okay for y'all to do that?
It was okay because they was doing it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't okay because a black person
it must have been the, yeah, wherever you was, there wasn't no niggas around. If y'all was walking around there doing that shit, and it was okay. No, it was not okay. So after that, you know, her show, basically her show got canceled. They pulled the plug on her. And I just want to remind y'all white people, listen, Halloween is coming. You can dress up as black people, but you don't have to paint your skin black. If the costume is good enough, we'll know who you're supposed to be.
All
right?
And if all else fails, put on a fucking name tag.
Yes.
You got to. Hell, if that's what you got to do. But don't put on no damn black skin.
Do not paint your skin black. Please, white people, don't do it. Every year, it's always somebody that's doing it.
Oh, it's always going to be somebody.
But listen, stop. Can this be the first Thanksgiving? First Halloween that it does not happen? Please.
And see, what the problem I got is that they think wearing brown skin makes is it better than wearing black skin.
No.
You the shit is still disrespectful.
Don't do it at all. Don't do it at all, people. Stop. So, yeah, Megyn Kelly, get the fuck out of here. I guess you was auditioning back for Fox, showing them that you still got you crazy. I can still say outlandish things. I can still say problematic stuff. Yeah, so you want to get back into good graces. She'll probably get fired and get about $40 million, you know, a year. You know what I'm saying? So, who knows? It always works out well for them.
Exactly.
You know. But, yeah. Speaking of things not working out well, we got teachers out here just trying to live their best life, trying to get through the day. And, you know, it's hard being a teacher. You know what I'm saying?
It's very hard.
I mean, especially, like, when you're dealing with other people's children, especially young kids. Like, if they're, like, elementary school kids, they're some of the biggest assholes on the planet. And this one teacher, elementary school teacher, accused of having wine in the classroom. This was in Rapides Parish, Louisiana. Elementary school teacher had wine in her classroom and reportedly displayed odd behavior during car rider pickup duty, a sheriff's office said. Shannon R. Barron, 43, of DeVille, faces charges of possession of alcohol on public school property, according to the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office. A school officer responded to Buckeye Elementary around 3:15 Wednesday to assist school administration. Witnesses says Barron had displayed odd behavior during pickup duty, moving slowly and awkwardly. When confronted and asked about her condition, she stated she wanted to leave and became defensive, the sheriff's office said. A partially consumed bag of wine was found in her classroom.
And she ain't got no class because you say a bag of wine.
A bag of wine.
So that means this heifer here getting the doggone special.
So I kind of want to cop out. I mean, you know, these kids today are fucking ruthless. But ma'am, you can't be drinking wine at the job. And you was obviously sauced if they noticed like you was fucking drunk. Like you had to be fucking drunk for them to notice that
But back in the day, people used to be drunk at work.
Hell yeah!
I'm talking about not only, I mean, of course, then that people used to get to smoke at work.
Smoke at school.
All up in the place. Around the kids and everything. It wasn't no regulation. But when I tell you, I mean, even, because I had a social studies teacher. That man used to be drunk every day. Mm. His liquor used to be in his coffee mug. It wasn't no damn coffee in there. He have a coffee maker in sight. But the nigga had a cup full of some brown liquor every day. Mm. Breath smelt like alcohol, all that. Mm. So, you know, times have changed. We're in 2018, lady. You need to get your shit together. But, I mean, it's sad because, for one, it's a liability of you being around people's children intoxicated. It's not a good example, nor is it good for business because if something happens, you may not even be able to recall what happened at the school that day because you drunk. I mean, so, that, you know, we can't allow that. But at the same time, it's just like, that's another reason why teachers need more money. Because if you at a profession and you making decent money, it's certain shit you just not going to be able to do. Like, I'm not going to risk losing my livelihood because I want to come and drink if I'm making $80,000, $90,000 a year. She working at elementary school. If she got a bachelor's, master's at the most, she probably ain't making no more than $50,000, $60,000 a year. Mm. And it's not like that's a low salary, but when you take into consideration all the things that somebody got to pay after taxes and all of that, it's not that much money. And so I can't go and get a massage as regularly as I want to. I can't go and do what I need to do. She over here buying a bargain bag of wine to smuggle to her job. This lady got some real problems. Her issues ain't just at school. That lady got some other stuff that's going on in her life that's causing her to drink at that job with them children. Because alcohol make me a little more crunk. Hell, I don't think I'm going to calm down if I done drank a half a bag of wine.
She might be, that might just been her little, she might just been sipping on it for, she might been bringing a bag a week or something, and, you know. But damn, ma'am, you can't be doing that, like getting sauce.
You can't do that around people's children. I'd rather you do that if the children were big. Mm-hmm. I would rather you not drink at the job.
Yeah, let's just not drink at the job.
I don't care what kind of job you got. Yeah. Don't go to the people's job drunk.
You don't need to be drinking at the job. Like that's bad. That's when you need to find a new job. When you start drinking at your job, it's time. Either you have a problem or it's time to find a new job.
Or your job is so lax that they allow you to drink, because I know places like that too.
Wow. That's sad.
That they have alcohol at the faculty meetings or staff meetings and stuff like that. I'm like, well, who's serving alcoholic beverages at?
Who's liable?
The business function.
Yeah, who's liable around here? Like, what if I get too drunk? Then what?
Y'all gonna take me home? Or
what then what?
Might have a little Bill Cosby in the room.
Ain't lying. You gotta be careful. Sheesh. Yeah, moving on along. Speaking of pettiness. No. We'll go to assholes. Okay, so this mom throws a party for her son, invites 32 of his friends. Nobody shows up.
So they can't get RSVP for this mom?
So, you know, what does mom do? She goes to social media and posts. So, Teddy is his name. No one came to six-year-old Teddy's birthday party, so the Phoenix Suns are giving him VIP treatment. So, if you see this picture at the pizza place, the little boy sitting there by the table.
All alone.
32 plates out. 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 pizzas. Somebody be eating a lot of pizza, because look at this. 1 slice of pizza gone from here. 2 slices gone from there. Slice gone from there. Whole half a pizza gone from there. I think somebody lying. But let's read the story. Teddy's mom, Seal Mazzini, gave him a choice for his 6th birthday. The family could go to Disney World or Legoland, or Seal could throw a party for his friends. Without hesitating, he chose having a party, and Mazzini started planning right away. She booked space for 30 classmates plus parents at the Peter Piper Pizza, say that fast, in Tucson, sent out invitations in school, assembled goodie bags, and then waited the big day, October the 21st. But none of the guests showed up to the pizza parlor. It was just Mazzini, Teddy, and the boy's father who came in from out of town. Mazzini got one call from a parent, said they had to cancel, but otherwise she expected close to 32 guests. Nobody came. Teddy didn't really notice, Mazzini said in a phone interview. He was too busy playing arcade games with his dad. He won a bunch of tickets and redeemed them for a prize. He ate pizza. It was a great good birthday. He went to school Monday in a great mood. Okay, sounds so
who feeling sorry for him then?
That's why, I mean, the nigga, like, look, he didn't want to be there with them 32 people. He wanted to be there with his daddy that's from out of town. So listen, lady. He didn't understand, Mazzini said. If that happened to an 11 or 12-year-old, it would be tough. But he's so young that he's fine. But Mazzini was upset. She spent all this time and money on invitations and decorations and pizza. She bought enough cake for 40 guests. I have a tiny fridge, she said. A friend told her to snap a photo and post on Facebook to vent her anger. Then the post went viral. 2 local television news stations wrote articles about Teddy's birthday. A local radio station wanted to throw him another party. No thanks, she said. We're all pizzaed out. No more pizzas. So I see what the problem is now. Mom is in her feelings. Teddy had a great birthday. Mom mad because she invited all these people. Nobody showed up. She mad. Teddy not mad. Teddy don't give a fuck. Teddy had a great birthday. But mom is the one upset.
Mom mad because she done spent all that damn money.
Yeah.
She said that she ain't about that life.
And then the Phoenix Suns saw the story floating around on Twitter and offered their own birthday greeting. How about we celebrate with thousands at our place? The team tweeted, tickets to Wednesday Suns Lakers game, all yours. Turn it down, mom. Turn it down. You're all pizzaed out.
But she ain't all gamed out. She ain't all basketball out. Mm. That lady said she coming to get that. She might be able to get her a new husband.
Look at that. Team Gay Teddy. 4 tickets to Friday's game at Talking Stick Resort Arena. He'll get time to hang out with the players during the pregame shoot-around and meet and greet with the Suns gorilla mascot who shares Teddy's favorite food, pizza. Look at that. Man.
Pizza.
Wow. Look at that. First of all, Teddy mom, you my early loser this week for this bullshit because you didn't know that your son was an asshole. There's no way in the world that... I mean, first of all, when your kid invites 30 kids to his party.
To the pizza place.
And to the pizza place with arcade and everything.
Because you ain't gambling on no pizza. So when you know it's pizza involved, kids are showing up.
Dog, if 30 kids stood your kid up, your kid is an asshole and he doesn't have any friends. You don't know that Teddy don't have no friends because that is impossible.
Teddy probably be around there eating boogers and all
Teddy
kind
probably
of shit.
The nasty motherfucker in the classroom.
Want to come to that party.
Nobody's like, I'm not going to, ew, not Teddy. Because most kids, most parents make you go. Like, hey.
Oh, they gave you an invitation.
Yeah, you gotta go. You go and you're going to give them a gift. Da-da-da-da-da. No, this parent was like, mom, I don't want to go to Teddy party. Teddy.
That's the one be eating boogers.
Yeah, you didn't know Teddy is a nasty motherfucker. He's a jerk. Something is wrong with Teddy because
going on.
There's no way. You invited everybody and nobody showed up?
Not one friend?
Bruh, not one. Like, listen, man, Teddy, you not live. You just not live,
nah,
Teddy.
Because our kids, they stay with the invitation.
You can't, no way you throw a party and nobody show up. Nobody. You ain't had one. So, Teddy, you ain't got no friend. Where your little friend that you hang with every day? Where your everyday homeboy at?
Mm-mm.
Your everyday homeboy wasn't even there.
He ain't got none of them, apparently.
Teddy not live. So, Teddy, man, look.
Teddy
man.
Not nothing, because Teddy can't get one person to show up to his birthday party. That, I mean, that's sad. That, I guess that is sad.
Your own daddy left you, bro.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying, man. Let's be real.
He came to the party, though. The daddy came to the party.
Hey, daddy going to the Laker game, too, I bet. Daddy,
he sure is.
I can stay for the Laker game now, Teddy. Daddy,
exactly.
We will get to hang and meet the players. Yeah, I'll be around. LeBron James going to be here. I'll be here.
Come on back.
Yeah, he going to stay for that. Sorry ass nigga.
Don't even be mad.
Me and your son, like your son got 30. He got man, look, bro, man. It's just everybody's a loser in this situation. Mom for getting upset, posting a picture on social
media.
The
mom a loser too, cause if she got friends who got kids. One of your friends ought to have some children. What? So where are your friends at?
Is that like they don't understand? They just not cool at all. Like this. So she's single.
I mean, we done had a party for one of our kids in the hurricane. And people showed up.
Hurricane, a snowstorm.
We done had it all, and we have a full guest list.
Yes.
Ain't nobody backing out, so I'm trying to understand.
I mean, it might be somebody say, hey, y'all, we can't
make
it.
I'm just saying, like, but we have a full enough
venue. We ain't never had a party,
like,
yeah, where shit ain't get fucking, we was like,
so,
damn,
nah,
nobody.
Bro.
Nah, so listen, man. Sometimes, like, people, parents, y'all got to look at your kids. See, look at your kid. You think your kid cool? I mean, you would know if you invite them to a party and nobody shows the fuck up. Or, you know, like, if you got to beg, barter, and deal people to come, your kids are just not cool. And, I mean, I know that means a lot to these kids these days, coolness and stuff, but...
I mean, your kids ain't cool, your kids ain't even... I mean, because even nerds,
they gather together.
Like, he could have been a nerdy kid. He ain't got to be cool.
30
he still ain't
kids.
Got no friends.
30, like,
bro. They better be watching that boy, because that boy might
Teddy,
not be on
Teddy
the
is on the school shooter list. He's 6.
Yes.
I got Teddy on the school shooter list. He's like a future prospect. Keep your eye on him. He's like a 4-star.
2028.
Hey, boy.
Teddy is at the people.
Yeah, shit. Six years from now. He ain't got to be that long. Shit, these little niggas getting 13, 14 shooting up to school. Teddy going to be goddamn, because he going to remember this. Like, dog. Like, man. Shit.
He going to be like a little boy on Meet the Robinsons. He was mad and just decided that he was going to dedicate his whole life to terrorizing people. So
I mean, that's fucked up. 30 kids, man. Hey, bro. Goddamn. Hey.
Yeah.
It's a lot of losers in this situation. The mom, the dad, Teddy, the homegirl that told her to post it. Yeah. Everybody's losers.
Yeah.
The sons. Because y'all like, bro, he had a great day. He
and
said,
then, and my thing is, like, y'all ain't got shit else to do. Y'all
want
to try to get something
for yourself. Like, no, don't take this off Teddy.
We going to celebrate for the kid, so that y'all can say that the sons are a real good team.
I don't believe this, bro. I believe some people probably showed up. And she took this little sad picture with him just sitting there. Like, why would you do that to your kid?
I wouldn't want no memories of this.
Hell no.
If you say he's small enough to not remember it, I won't have
6 years old, he's sitting there with 5 pieces by himself with all the plates laid out. He just sitting there looking.
The only thing we would have done, we would have took a picture as a family.
Hell,
I would have got one of the waitresses to take our picture, and that
picture,
was it.
And that's it. Him blowing out the candle.
That's it.
Close up so you can't see ain't nobody else there. Like, man, fuck that.
Shoot,
but
we got to bar the people at the next table with their drinks.
Hell yeah. Hey, look, can we
hey,
just.
Hey, y'all just take a picture right here
please,
with my boy.
Thanks,
it's his birthday. That's it.
Wow. So, anyway, moving on along, man. Shout out to Teddy, though, man. Happy belated birthday. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of petty, man, the king of petty is none other than the rapper 50 Cent. Recently, 50 Cent bought, he bought with 200 tickets. He bought all the best seats at Ja Rule's concert just to leave them empty.
Who is Ja Rule?
Ja Rule. The rapper.
I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to figure out why him and Ashanti are having concerts still.
Hey, man, I guess there's a market out there for it.
Apparently not.
You know what I'm saying? Apparently he said, okay. In the latest Dare, we say incredible power move in a decades-long feud. 50 Cent has decided to purchase the first few rows in an upcoming Ja Rule concert for the sole purpose of leaving them empty and crushing his foes' morale. People think I mean, so go see this. $15. Wait, what I do now, LOL, the rapper wrote on Instagram alongside a Groupon screenshot for Ja Rule's early November gig. I just bought 200 seats in the front so they can be empty.
That's trash, though.
Bruh, that shit gonna be funny as hell. This man come out to a concert and the first, all the front row seats empty. And then the crowd, whatever crowd in there, start after that. Like,
that's just so tacky.
Hey, bruh, that's why it's nice to have money. You could be super petty like that. What's some of the pettiest thing you've ever done that you admit to?
I'm not like that.
You ain't never did nothing petty, like just out of spite to do something like, you know what, I'm going to do this because of.
I don't give people that much of my energy.
Really?
Mm-mm. I mean, I talk shit. Mm. That's the thing. I'm just one of them people. I'm going to talk shit, but I ain't really doing nothing. I don't think about people like that. I don't think about people that much. I mean, I know some people who done some dirty stuff that people would like, you know, get back, wait till it's, you know, it's going to rain tonight. I'm going to go outside my ex-boyfriend's house. I'm going to take his windshield wiper blades off his car.
Damn.
So when he leaves to go to work, he going to get in there and scratch his window up with this metal piece that's in there. But, I mean, for me,
damn.
I don't have that
you
kind of time.
You
got to
be a crafty chick, boy. You know how to do some stuff like that. You going to, yeah, dog.
Just slide them off there.
Man, that's petty as fuck right there. Now that's petty.
I mean, I wouldn't do anything like that. But wow. I know people that do stuff like that.
Now, I did one time, it's a motherfucker. We lived upstairs from somebody. And they used to always complain about us walking through our house. So one night, my son had a shitty diaper. So I took the shitty diaper outside and I rubbed the shitty diaper on their damn door handles of their car.
What?
Yes.
So what song was this?
It's one. This was in Oak Hill. The people that little people used to live with us used to always beat on the thing.
Uh-huh.
So one night I went outside, I had one of shitty diapers, and I just wiped the shit on all the handles of their door.
That is disgusting.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's just gross.
And I think they put sugar in my gas tank. I think they were the one that did. Because I was like, who would do that to me? I don't bother nobody. Then I thought about it like, the motherfuckers. But they didn't know that sugar and gas tank don't work no more. Like, you know, especially if you got a new car. But, yeah, man, petty shit, like, I mean, I'm not above it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not above it. You know what I'm saying? You know, as long as it's on, you know. Sometimes me being the person I am, sometimes I would go out of my way to be mean to somebody or, you know, just to, I don't know. So, yeah, I'm not above being petty. Like, I can be petty. I can. But that 50 Cent petty is a whole nother level. So, shout out to the nigga 50 Cent for being the pettiest nigga alive. Some niggas think the shit is whack. Oh, that nigga shit whack. But this shit funny. It's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Deep down inside, I think him and Ja Rule probably really like each other. And this is all the fucking ruse. I didn't get it. But anyway.
Killing bugs on air.
Yeah. It's a fucking gnat flying in the studio. But moving on along. Let's see. Where we at now? Talked about the teacher, the kids throwing the party. So shoot. Don't have a question for the nation this week. TV talk, like I said, just been watching the 90s and the 80s. Better Call Saul finished, so I did finish that season. Pretty good season, Better Call Saul. Pretty good season. Dope. Black Lightning is back, you know what I'm saying? So we can watch that. Let's see what else we got going on. Fucking World Series had Empire canceled this week, so no Empire. And that's about it. That's about all for the TV. It's a lot of shit going on, so I'm not going to go into that. Keep it 100 this week, man. Gotta keep it 100.
Oh, yeah. My keep it 100 is...
100.
It just bothered me. when we talked about my vacation slash weekend, whatever, going in the bathroom and seeing two people come out the stall and ain't nobody wash their hands. I'm just trying to understand, like, okay, if the stall you come out of does not already have a sink, there's no way you could wash your hands. Mm. So it's not like I'm overreacting and the question is if there's a sink in there. The question is, there's no sink. I mean, there is no question. There's no sink in there. And you coming out without washing your hands. And then the sad part about it is you have a kid with you in one of these instances. So I'm trying to figure out, like, you're teaching your child it's okay to pee or whatever y'all did and come out of there. You came in contact with some bodily fluid. Whether you went in there to blow your nose, mm-hmm. you used the bathroom,
touched the stall, you
did something in there. I need you to know that you got to wash your hands. So that I'm judging all of who you are
mm-hmm.
based upon...
You. Your whole family tree gets judged.
Yes, because everybody in your lineage is nothing. Is nobody when it comes down to this type of stuff. You cannot be a human being walking around in this world thinking that it's okay for you. I mean, shit, your hands was dirty when you went in the bathroom because mm-hmm. you touched the door and all these other things yeah. coming into this place. So you needed to wash your hands actually before you even touched your body.
Yeah.
But if nothing else, before you touch anything that I may come in contact with, I'm going to need you to wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that at this day and age, we should be at the point where people know how important it is to just simply wash your fucking hands.
Yep. I mean, it's just you're helping out everybody. You're helping out everybody by doing that. Wash your fucking hands.
I mean, and it's just, I mean, you wonder why your children probably sick and, you know, every year you getting the damn flu simply because y'all nasty. And if you telling me that you can go in a public bathroom, I know you don't wash your hands at the house.
Disgusting.
It just don't make no sense.
Disgusting.
But, yeah, but I was just, ugh, it just blew my mind because I was just like, I saw one person come from one direction. And then the thing was about it, I did get curious. So I was like, well, maybe that stall had a sink in it.
Mm. Nope.
I went and I peeped my head in. There was no sink. So I was like, well, shit. I guess they didn't wash their hands.
Did you know this person?
No, I didn't know him, but I was concerned because the one who had the baby come out with her, toddlers are nasty anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to understand, like, why the hell you ain't washed their hands? I'm like, oh, you mean like, shit, the child finna be sick.
What color were these people?
They weren't brown.
Okay. All right. Mm.
I mean, usually that's not us, but I'm not going there.
Okay. That's the all for you keep 100?
Yeah, that's all for my keep 100. That's all I can say is just wash your hands, people.
Mm.
Yeah, do the world a favor and wash your hands. Soap and water, please. No sanitizer.
Speaking of washing your hands, white people, my white brethren, let me tell y'all something. When it's ever like community or shared food, y'all get too motherfucking handsy with the shit. Y'all like to touch on shit without, like I said, black people, if you gonna touch some food, first of all, we don't touch food with our hands, okay? We gotta see you wash your motherfucking hands. If you don't wash your motherfucking hands, you don't just stick your hands in nothing.
In anything.
But white people, we notice y'all are real handsy with community shared food. Just the other day, this girl was like, hey, would you like this, it was like a box of cookies, but the box was made out of cookies. And she was like, hey, would you like this box of cookies? So she pulled it out. Then she showed me how the box opens up, and she's just touching all on it. Now you think I want to eat that? I mean, you didn't touch all on it. I don't know where your hands been. You already look dirty. So it's just like, first of all, you know, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't want it? And then, you know, I already ate the cookies out of it. So it was cookies in it. So you ate the cookies out of it. And then, so, I don't know how many times this thing has been touched. So, I'm not finna eat that shit.
I mean, I've seen it even in different places. So, even like, you know, you have, what you call it, like, an open bag of potato chips or whatever.
Yeah.
And people just think that it's okay to reach into the bag.
Mm-hmm.
If this is not your bag, this is not something that you should be putting your hand into. You should get you something, a plate, a napkin, pour or your out. Hand. Pour the shit in something. Don't stick your hand in anything. I mean, I have a couple of coworkers. Like, we had to have a party and keep in mind who the nasty motherfuckers who was going to be eating with us for lunch. Mm. So, we had to go and put certain things in individual little dishes with lids on it so they can just pick it up and go on about their business. Mm. Because it's like, some of y'all are just nasty. Like, I got one coworker, the man stay adjusting himself. Mm. And I just be trying to understand, like, what's the problem?
Yeah, what's going on?
If you got that much going on, you need to see about that. Mm. And make sure you definitely wash your hands before you going through a buffet line of people, which you going to try to use your hands as utensils, which you should refrain from doing.
Because I was just like, because I had some beef jerky one day at work. And I, you know, I was like, hey, would you like some? This motherfucker stuck his hand in my bag. I said, you know what? You go ahead and have the rest of it. Because I see you picking in your motherfucking gums, and then you going to stick your hand in my motherfucking bag, nigga. And I'm just like, I saw you picking in your gums. I ain't see you wash your hands, and now your hand in my bag. You can have this whole motherfucking bag, nigga. Like, I'm good. I stole the bag anyway, but look, just go ahead and eat the motherfucker. I don't care.
I had somebody do something like that to me before, too. It was some popcorn. I said,
If you sticking your hands in something and then sticking your hand in your mouth, don't stick your motherfucking hands back in that same shit. Like, that shit, the double dipper.
They didn't have to worry about me because when they did it, I said, oh, you know that's yours, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what you mean? Oh, you can keep that. That is yours. Yeah. I don't want that shit back. So you can keep that. Don't put your hand in my stuff. But then I learned, too, because I actually really wanted that. Mm-hmm. So if I'm offering it to you, I'm going to divvy it out. I'm not even going to take it for chance. I ain't going to chance it with you doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go in and get you a napkin.
Pour it on there.
Is this enough?
Yeah. Because
clearly, what I'm not going to do is let you violate my bag.
Pour me some on my hand. Pour me some on a napkin.
Please.
You
done contaminated my home.
Yeah, people, stop being handsy with the community food. That's why people don't like eating the potlucks and little community food because y'all people too handsy. One day the motherfucker had the big ass up. Nigga just in there just grabbing. I'm just sitting there. Like, I hate when, like, it's pizza and motherfucker grab one piece and they got to grab the other piece and separate it. You got to take both them pieces.
You got to take all that.
You got to take both them pieces. Like, who's supposed to eat that? I don't want none of your little nasty ass hands. That's just for anybody. I don't care
who you are.
My kids, I tell them that too. I said, listen, don't be touching on nothing like that.
But people need to know proper etiquette when you are sharing food. Because for number one, I don't want the food when it's all worked over.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If I ain't like one of the first five people to eat, chances are I don't want that shit. Especially like if I ain't at home with my people. If it's a public thing, I don't know, y'all. Because just like you said, I didn't see everybody go to the bathroom. So I don't know if you washed your hands. I mean, people digging their hair. You know, just touching your face. Just doing anything. You have, moved around some germs. Yeah. So I need you to go wash your hands before you come in here touching food items. That would be, the best rule of thumb to follow. But I'm just like, I don't get down with all that. I mean, and it really bothers me when a nigga talking all over my food. Mm. Like, even if I'm in a restaurant or what have you, you at a fast food place, you got my bag. Why are you holding a whole conversation over my bag? Give me that. And y'all can continue talking and playing over there. But all of that over my bag, and half the time you don't fold my bag closed, no way. I don't need all that going inside my bag. It's not cool. It's not okay at all.
Well, yeah. So that's my keeping 100, man.
100.
Stop being handsy with the community food. Oh, man. Like, we're going to have a short show this week, man. You got any winners? Losers? Who's your winners?
Winner?
I don't know. The man who won the...
It's a woman.
I thought it was a man who won the money in South Carolina.
Oh, it was a man? I thought it was a woman. But whoever it was.
The man, he gave his name. I thought it was a man. And he looked like a man on that picture.
Still could be a woman.
Exactly. Still could be a woman.
Go ahead.
So I'm just saying, he'll be my winner and my loser because he gave his name and everything else. So I'm sure he got a whole bunch of...
He had to give his name.
No, they said that they did not have the... maybe he had to give his name, but he didn't have to have a picture. But he stood up there with that check in his hand.
I want y'all to see this face to let y'all know. I'm a rich ass motherfucker. Mm. He white?
Mm-mm.
He wasn't white?
He was black.
He was black?
Yes, he was back.
What?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's why I was like, I was hoping that my daddy was going to tell me that he had rolled across the bridge and got him a ticket over there.
Oh, man. That's what it was down there?
It was in South Carolina.
Oh. Damn. Shout out to him. Shit. Lord, have mercy. Woo. Man. Then somebody won, two people won the $750 million to the Powerball.
And I needed that in my life.
I take $40 million, man. I ain't
like that. Shit, I take $1
million. I ain't lying. I ain't got to do that. So my winner, man.
Winner.
2 Chainz. 2 Chainz, you my winner for having your own brand of weed. It's called Gas. He got 3 different levels, 3 different, you know, levels of it. And then he got some interesting little set, the way he sell it and everything, like it come in like gas cans and the shit is pretty dope, man. You know what I'm saying? So if you ever see that brand Gas weed out there, try it. Let me know how it is. It's 2 Chainz shit. Got any losers?
Mm-mm, I said he was gonna be my winner and my loser.
Oh yeah, well my loser this week, man.
Loser
is anybody not going to G-Ho, aka greatest homecoming on earth, aka anti homecoming, which is this. It's going on right now. So this whole week. You might lose if you're not going, because it is what it is. It's the greatest homecoming on earth. So y'all might lose. Also, fresh off the presses from Be Easy. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj are going back at it again. Not no bars. Like this shit is Cardi B has said Nicki is using her fans to bully her, being bitter, and wants to shoot the fade. Cardi B wants to fight Nicki Minaj. So look, Nicki, you might have to take it back to the streets and just fight Cardi B and get this shit over with. Y'all need to go ahead, fight, and then y'all can get on with y'all lives, because people are going to pitch y'all against each other forever. So this shit is getting crazy. So Nicki fired back saying, we can get on live and have the convo for the world to see. Do a lie detector test together. Do an interview on Queen Radio. Or we can both sit in a room together, hear a beat for the first time, and have ourselves film writing to it. Ooh, so much shade from Nicki. Cardi B want to fight. Nicki want to fight with words. I don't think we're going to get to the end of this one, because like one doesn't know how to do one and one doesn't know how to do the other. Like, I don't really think Nicki want to fight Cardi. Cardi beat Nicki ass. And I don't think Cardi want to sit in a room and write a rhyme with Nicki, because Nicki whoop her ass. So it was like, y'all gonna have to come through another medium, because that one ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? But it's entertaining for the world. You know what I'm saying? Y'all black queens, keep it up. You know what I'm saying? Keep it classy, black queens. Damn. It like, that's the show, man. Since we ain't had no damn question for the nation this week, it was a little shorter. But that's episode 326.
I'm not finna get the line with you.
Yeah, I think it's episode 326. It was episode 326. Of the mighty Frocast, presented by NappyAfro.com. You got any shout outs?
Yeah, I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. Yes, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. And yes, I was there in full effect, Savannah State homecoming. We had a good time out there. Game live, Savannah State won.
They won? Who they played?
Oh, yeah, Norfolk State.
Oh, everybody get that buzz.
Good tailgating. Good,
you was tailgating all the golly.
Got to represent with my people. Wow. Had a good time.
That's so big balling. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Savannah, 912. We in there. Oh, yeah. And Jesus in Mississippi representing.
It's not Jesus?
No, that's not what it is. So, them my shout outs, my people.
Okay, man. You know my usual shout outs, man. Shout out to Be Easy, GQ Blue, Saul Wright, Short T.
Short T.
Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network, Mr. Wash, the disrespectful motherfucker MJ, K Law the truck driver, Dr. Brace of man. Y'all go over there, check him out, man. You know, support the homie. Shout out to Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch, Peppy J from B More, RT3, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston, Kyra, Doc Claw, anybody over at that site to fuck with the kid. Who else? Stacks, MJ Money 9S, If I'm forgetting anybody, any new listeners, shout out to Massa Ray, everybody over at Back Talk. Shout out to the Two Smart Dummies podcast. Shout out to who else fuck with it? Mama Meets World podcast. Shout out to the Remedy Radio, Mr. Goodbar over there. And anybody else to fuck with us a long way, no way, or short way. Oh, excuse me, long way, short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all. Yeah, man, episode 326 in the books, man. You know, I don't know what date it's going to drop. Whenever it be easy, drop it. But it's going to be there. Y'all know what it is. Don't forget, like, comment, subscribe. Call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Hit the email up, @nappyafro@nappyafro.com. And, you know, just let us know, man. You know, y'all got any comments, concerns, topics for a show, let us know. We'll talk about this shit. Because y'all know how we get down, man. It's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
Delayed, but...
not denied. As they say in the church.
And this was the Frocast presented by Nappy Afro. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com